531.
Broadcaster and journalist Toleafoa John Campbell was bestowed a Matai Chief title last month while in Samoa. The man who was the face of a former current affairs show Campbell Live extensively has covered events in the Pacific, especially in Samoa. PMN News editor Gladys Hartson spoke with Toleafoa and asked him how the Matai bestowment all happened.
I had no idea it was happening. I don't think anyone did, really. But I was at a reception for Manu Samoa at the head of state's a formal official residence, which people who know Samoa will know is about, 20 minutes outside Apia. Rather glorious place, and it was a formal reception for the team. And then the Manu Samoa manager, Aloy Alasana, and the head of state, His Excellency, they started just talking. And then almost immediately there was a determination. They were talking in Samoan and then explaining to me in English what was going on. And then suddenly it was happening. It happened very fast. I was a bit overwhelmed by it and a little bit shy about it because the occasion was to welcome the Manu Samoa team, and I was there in an entirely professional capacity.
Right.
And I knew the Manu Samoa boys were pretty stoked about being received there, because what you know, and Samoan and Tongan and Fijian people know, is that a lot of those teams, a lot of the Pacific teams, don't live in the countries they're representing. And for some of them, it was their first experience of having such a welcome.
Right.
And then suddenly the Palangi guys, you know, kind of becoming the centre of attention. So I felt a bit embarrassed about it, but also really proud and very stoked. And you know, it was a profoundly generous act. And given that the Prime Minister of Samoa once called me stupid, 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 and that there was a photo of me on the front of the Samoa Observer with stupid, stupid, stupid above the photo, I figured that being Mata Toleafoa was probably not on the cards at that stage. So, yeah, I was stoked.
Did you have any idea of the depth of admiration and passion that the Pacific and Samoa had for you?
Gladys, I'm not being self-effacing, but I don't. You know, sometimes you meet broadcasters who do kind of wander around thinking, and I don't ever want to become one of those people. And also, the work I've done, particularly in Samoa, after the tsunami, you know, about the ABs to Samoa, you know, that work was always because I felt it was the right thing to do. And not for the reasons that, you know, I hope they like me. It just always seemed to me, I mean, it, you know, the All Blacks had never been to Fiji, Tonga or Samoa. That, right. Given the contribution of the Pacific nations to New Zealand rugby, to world rugby, that seemed to me to be an egregious injustice. And so the ABs to Samoa was a campaign that I believe very strongly in, and I think it was right, and we know that the All Blacks listened because they went. And after the tsunami, I felt that people had been let down a little bit up there, so that was important work to do, we made sure that people got the support, you know, that it seemed was absent for a surprisingly long time, so that was important work to do. And all the work I've done there, which has always been part of a team, most of it with Campbell Live, was, you know, just felt like the right thing to do. But I have to say the feeling's mutual. Like, I love... I'm not just saying it because of who I'm talking to, but I love the Pacific, and I feel a very strong connection to it. I don't know why that is. I mean, I grew up in a very, you know, sort of Palangi middle class neighbourhood in Wellington. I went to a very kind of Palangi school. There's something about the Pacific that, I don't know, there's a decency there and a truthfulness there and a spirit that really appeals to me. I love it.
Toleafoa, do you know much of the origins of the title you've received?
No, only that it's from His Excellency's village. And I'm getting some notes sent down to me at some stage to explain it all, and formal paperwork and all that is due to arrive. So I'm very excited about learning more, because, of course, then the thing was that the moment it happened, we raced off and we just kept working, because we were following Manu Samoa around, and we worked pretty frantically that week, and then we came home. So I'm really looking forward to understanding more about it and you know, the significance. I've got some lovely Samoan friends who've explained a few things to me and talked to me about it.
Sure.
And it's funny, it's really sweet when, you know, when, because you know, you walk through Auckland now and sometimes you're just, you know, walking along the street and someone will just go, oh, polyophore. And you think, oh, how cool is that?
They're talking to you. And, and I guess with a title, you haven't been asked to make a contribution yet, have you?
No. But I'll be very happy to make whatever contribution is required of me when I'm asked. I mean, I'm proud of it. I'm really proud.
And in terms of the work that you've continued to do in the Pacific, have you seen a change? Has there been a shift in the mindset about a better understanding of New Zealand's relationship with the Pacific?
Oh, I think so. And I don't think I deserve credit for that. I think the people of the Pacific deserve credit for that. I mean, I grew up in Wellington, but I've lived in Auckland since 1998. So what's that, 21 years? You try to imagine the city without its Pacifica population. You try to imagine how much less of a city it would be. I think actually I was part of the reflection of our place in this neighbourhood on television, and that was something I was very proud to do. But it's the people themselves, the communities themselves, the countries themselves who have, who have made the difference. And, you know, Auckland, in my opinion, is one of the greatest cities on the planet. And what makes it a seriously unique and particular city is its Pacifica communities. And so, if you look at the contribution of the Pacifica communities, New Zealanders, Tonga New Zealanders, Samoa New Zealanders, Fijian New Zealanders, imagine our lives, our collective lives without those people. Imagine how pallid and tepid this country would be. And so I think it's the people themselves who've done it.
Speaking of going back to the islands, any plans heading back to Samoa?
Yeah, I don't know when. The longest since I first went to Samoa I went to do a story about a woman who'd been treated disgracefully by New Zealand immigration. She had Kiwi kids, but because she was regarded as an overstay, she was sent home. It was in the mid-90s, so what's that? I don't know, 25 years ago. And since then, I think the longest I haven't gone is maybe 3 years.
Right.
So, and there was a period there after the tsunami where I was just back and forth the whole time. And when we were doing ABs to Samoa on Campbell Live, we were just going up all the time.
Yeah.
It was just, so yeah, I've taken my family up there. We've holidayed up there. And so I'll definitely go again as soon as I can.
Yeah. For you, Toliafoa, I know, as Samoans, we sometimes see that non-Samoans get these titles and we think, oh, it's just token. But what does it mean for you?
I felt really proud. And I've always felt that journalists shouldn't get titles because I don't think that we should be part of the establishment that we're meant to speak truth to and hold to account. But in this case, I understood it was something different from that. And it was an act of inclusion, that it was an opening of the door to invite me in and to say, you are part of our family. And that's what it meant to me. And it meant that it was people telling me that I belong there. In terms of the connection I feel, that was a profoundly moving thing. And I still feel like, wow. But I mean, it seemed to me to be an enormously generous act of hospitality, of kindness, of inclusion, a profound kind of welcome. And I'm really, really grateful for it. It means a lot. It means way more, I think, than people will realize, because I take Samoa seriously, and I take its people seriously, and I think it speaks of a mutual respect. And so, yeah, I'm very proud of it.
Did Tuleipa put out his congratulations to you, Toliafoa?
Yes, I went and interviewed him, the Prime Minister, and the first thing, he was signing papers at his desk, and he looked up. You know how he speaks. I mean, yeah. He will have spoken to him. He speaks very slowly and very deliberately. He said, I see I'm being joined by the High Chief. And then he roared with laughter, sat back in his chair and roared with laughter because I was interviewing him with this story. So interviewing him for the story. So he did. He gave me a very warm handshake. And so that was very sweet. But the reaction that I've liked most of all has been the reaction of, for want of a better term, sort of ordinary people, especially back here in New Zealand. I think Samoans in New Zealand really get it. Yeah. And so that's been wonderful.